in this reading that I think does have a bearing on it, on intuition, is the idea of immediate and mediate influx. That things that mediate influx also receive immediate influx. So in that sense, just taking it from a logopraxis point of view, the reason that the word in terms of its letter is so important is because it provides vessels in the natural mind which influx from the Lord can actually flow directly into and thereby provide light as to the quality of what's presenting. And I think often we feel that. So a felt sense is often what we attribute to intuition, as opposed to obviously something that's more analyzed or, you know, a rational judgment as such, but both things work together. So what it means is that it's because the word sits within the natural mind that the fullness of the Lord can be present. The Lord infills what is his own in us, which is why we need a divine revelation as text, because the levels of the text build up the new man or the new mind. And that is all the Lord given to us as if it is ourself. So the word, from a spiritual point of view, all perception, as was said, arises from affection, and that affection is really about our affection for applying the truth to our life in order to bring the natural mind into order. And unless that affection is active, then the Lord's hands, in a sense, are constrained, at least so far as our awareness level is concerned. So not just reading the word, but reading the word with an intention to apply it. So there needs to be a looking to the Lord with a view to the amendment of life or the reorganization of the natural into a form that can receive what is higher. I mean, intuition, it arises from what has been worked into the life over time, right? So it doesn't just come with no precursors. So a life of self-examination and repentance sets conditions, so far as the structures of the mind are concerned, where more insight can be gained. And in the moment of insight, it might look like it's just sort of come out of the blue, but actually there's a lot of preparatory work that's gone on that leads to that insight being able to be given. You know, where the mind is not or hasn't been reformed, then those intuitions often are more fear-based than love-based things. I think that's kind of alluded to in these numbers as well.